Halachos of Chol HaMoed. So the halachos of Chol HaMoed, first of all, it's important to realize that there's a machlokas rishonim, whether melacha on Chol HaMoed is nisu d'oraisa or nisu d'rabbanan. I would like to divide the shir on melachas Chol HaMoed into two separate 10-minute halachos. Today I want to talk about the rules, and tomorrow the examples, tomorrow the cases. And if there are any particular examples that you want me to cover that you think I might not, maybe mention it to me sometime between today and tomorrow. But today I just want to lay out the rules of Melechus Chol HaMoed. So there is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether Melechus Chol HaMoed is Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan. The Gemara Maseches Makos writes, Kol HaMevaza Es HaMoed Ki Ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Kol HaMevaza Es HaMoados Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. Pretty serious things. That no chelik nolam haba, ovid avodah zarah, Rashi understands that's talking about not yomim tovim, but Chol HaMoed. Being mevaza Chol HaMoed carries with it these very, very severe penalties. Shaar Tzion, actually we'll get to Shaar Tzion in a second. A person has to honor Chol HaMoed properly by eating eating meat, drinking wine perhaps, dressing appropriately, dressing in, Shaar Tzion says, dressing in Bigdei Shabbos. The Maharil had the minug, as many people do, to wear Bigdei Shabbos on Chol HaMoed. The Shaar Tzion has discussion in Sivkat and Dalid in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, in Tavkuf Lamed, in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, he has a discussion whether your clothing should be Bigdei Shabbos V'yom Tov Mamish, or just something better than you do during the weekday, during a normal weekday. So if you wear, polo shirts during a normal weekday, so on Chol HaMoed you would wear a nice button-down shirt or something like that. Maybe a sweater instead of a suit, you know, whatever it is, but not necessarily quite to the level of Shabbos V'yantif. So Pashtus is that it's something that's a level down from Shabbos V'yantif, but a level up from a regular weekday. The mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha applies on Chol HaMoed, and therefore, as we said, eating meat, drinking wine, l'chora, should apply on Chol HaMoed as well. There is no source that you should have to drink dafka revius of yayin. A revius of yayin is a din and shir when you have a chiv of a kos. There's no chiv of a kos, the chiv is simcha. Whatever gives you simcha, so that's what you would drink. If an ounce of wine gives you simcha, so you would drink an ounce of wine. If you need 2 cups to give you simcha, so drink 2 cups of wine, whatever it might be. The Yerushalmi quotes that Rav Abba Bar Mamal said that had other people joined in with him, he would have changed the rules, and he would have made a din that the whole Melechus Chol HaMoed is cancelled, that there's no longer an Isser of Melechus Chol HaMoed, if he had the koach to do so. And the Yerushalmi says that the reason he said that, Rav Abba Bar Mamal said that, is because he saw that people don't treat Chol HaMoed properly. That they use Chol HaMoed, that the whole reason why Melacha and Chol HaMoed is Asr is so that it could free us up. We don't have to work. We could learn Torah. We could spend time in spiritual pursuits. We could connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're not using it in that way. People are just using it for all sorts of frivolous activities, and therefore it's a total waste. And therefore he says if it was up to him, he would have gotten rid of it. Obviously, it's not up to him, and he didn't get rid of it, and therefore we still do have Melachas Chol HaMoed. Kolbo learns from that Yerushalmi that the severity of spending someone's time frivolously on Chol HaMoed is even worse than doing Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So one has to be careful how we spend our time on Chol HaMoed. Now it should be noted, Chol HaMoed is also time to spend with family, and trips are okay on Chol HaMoed, and all things like that. We just have to be careful that it shouldn't be total frivolity. It shouldn't be just, a movie marathon, or something like that on Chol HaMoed. Now what about Meleches Chol HaMoed, actually Malacha? So all 39 Melachas that are Asr on Shabbos and Yantiv are Asr on Chol HaMoed as well, as a general rule. Person is not allowed, and just like Amir La'akum is Asr on Shabbos and Yantiv, as a rule, the baseline where we start before we get to all the exceptions, the baseline is that all Melachos you can't ask a guy to do for you on Chol HaMoed either. Shulchan Aruch Sim Tavkuf Mem Gimel Si'if Aleph, very clearly, the Magen Avraham over there discusses what if it's the Tzarech Mitzvah, but Pasha Pshat is that very clearly it's Asr to do Malach on Chol HaMoed, it's Asr to ask a guy to do Malach for you on Chol HaMoed. Now there are certain exceptions. On Chol HaMoed you're allowed to discuss business dealings. There are certain things that are not Malachos that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yantav, you are allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Daber Davar, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to talk about business on Chol HaMoed. A person is allowed to measure and weigh things and count things on Chol HaMoed as he would do normally during the week, even though on Shabbos and Yom Tov you're not allowed to. You're allowed to carry on Chol HaMoed. Hotza, even though you're not allowed to carry outdoors during Shabbos and Yantif. Even Yantif, you're not allowed to carry if there's no tzorech whatsoever. The only reason we're allowed to carry on Yantif is because it's l'tzorech hamoed. We always assume that it's a tzorech ochel nefesh, and mitoch shutra l'tzorech ochel nefesh, shutunami shlo l'tzorech ochel nefesh, so we're allowed to carry things. But if you have a dirty, disgusting tissue in your pocket that you would never, ever use, so you're not allowed to carry that out in Yantif if there's no Eruv. We happen to have an Eruv, so it's okay anyway. But if there's no Eruv, you're not allowed to carry that on Yantif. On Chol HaMoed, you would be allowed to carry that. Now, in order to discuss Melachos Chol HaMoed intelligently, we need to just list, and we'll do this as quickly as we can, five categories of Melacha that are Mutar on Chol HaMoed, and then the six factors that need to be discussed in judging any particular malacha. And they are as follows. First of all, you should realize, malachas chol hamoed, people don't know it, not only because people don't want to know it. People don't know it because it's really hard. Chazal said about malachas chol hamoed, the Gemara says, that hilchos moed akuros hein, ve'in lemeidin zu mizu. That they're like barren women, whereas the rest of the Torah you can be medama milsa la milsa and say, oh, if this applies here, it applies there, it applies there as well. Melachos Chol HaMoed is not like that, right? The Gemara might cut in Daf Yud Beis says, no, it's not like that. Something could apply in one area, and you think, oh, so Letzorech HaMoed, that's mutter, and then you're going to try to apply it to a different melacha, and Letzorech HaMoed is not going to work. It's not going to be mutter. Oh, Davar Avid is mutter over there. Maybe Davar Avid is mutter over there. Not always. You have to be very, very careful. It's almost like each halacha is its own little island. That's why melachas chol hamoed are extraordinarily difficult. I'm going to try to give rules, but the rules are very difficult to apply. So here are the five categories. Number one, ma'isa hedyot l'tzorech hamoed. An action, an activity that's done that's not a professional thing. Anyone can do it. To plunge a toilet, you don't need a professional plumber. To change pipes and things like that, you need a professional plumber. Something that's a maisa hedyot, the toilet gets stuffed on Yantif, and they need to plunge the toilet, that's something that anyone could do. It's a maisa hedyot, and it's l'tzorech hamoed, so that l'chorah should be mutter. Category number two, tzorech ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh is mutter even on Yantif, certainly mutter on chol hamoed as well. Category number three, a davar ha'avud. What's a davar avud? Something that if you don't do it now, there's going to be some sort of loss that you have. You're going to lose if you don't do the malacha right now. Category number three, number four rather, sarche rabin, something that's a need of the community, communal needs, major communal needs, sarche rabin. Category number five, poel she'en lo ma yochal, a worker who needs to make money each and every day in order to be able to buy food. He's not going to have food to put on the table if he doesn't make money today. So he needs to go and work today. It's not that he's going to lose his job if he doesn't show up to work today, then he's going to lose his job tomorrow. That's davar aved. That's a different heter. Poel she'en lo mayochel is he who does a certain amount of work every single day, and he needs to get paid in order to be able to have food. Now, there are six minimizing factors that are considered when we discuss any of these categories. The six factors are as follows, and we'll see how they apply later on. The six factors that we always have to consider when talking about any of these five categories, some of these factors we apply to some categories, other we apply to other categories, are as follows. Factor number one, is the work a maisa hedyot or is it a maisa uman? That's one thing we always have to consider. When talking about all of these different categories, we always have to ask ourselves, before we do any malacha, is this something you need to be a professional to know how to do, or qualified like a professional to know how to do? There are some guys who are, my father's an accountant, but he could do some stuff with plumbing and electricity and all that people who are not accountants, people who are not plumbers normally can't do. So that's a maisa uman. That doesn't become a maisa hedyot just because he happens to be an accountant. Number two, Eli Cohen, he could tell you, right? Because he's going to be whatever, an accountant, and he's still going to be able to fix all the lights in your house. Number two, if the work performed involves excessive tircha, tirchi yaseira, it's another factor. Number three, if the work was scheduled to be done on Yantif because you didn't have time before Yantif. You said, why should I do it before Yantif when I'm busy? I'll be off on Yantif, so I'll just take care of it on Yantif. It's a big problem. So that's going to be a minimizing factor. Number four, if you're getting paid for work that you're doing for somebody else, that's another problem. It's a problematic way to allow for malach on chol hamoed. Number five, if the work is being done in private or being done in view of public. You need to figure that out. If it's being done in public view, so that could be a bigger problem. Number six, if the melacha is being performed, will be a zilzul hamoed. It's going to be something that will denigrate the moed. It's just, and that's something that's much more of a judgment call than anything else. Those are the factors. How these factors apply to those rules, I guess we'll discuss that tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm probably going to have a 20-minute halacha, I guess, because there's no way we're going to be able to get through all of this, how those rules apply and get to the examples in 10 minutes. So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do a little bit of a longer, maybe we'll do it earlier. Maybe we'll do it before the shiur. The shiur is not scheduled to start till 12. Maybe we'll do like 11:30 to 11:50, and then Rabbi Storch will give a haktamah to the shiur, something like that. Okay? That'll be tomorrow's schedule.